Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and I have the pleasure of Mary Zajac's company. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening from home, Jonathan.
Well, it's getting cold, and
a lot of us
are doing things outside, and one of the nicest things you can have when you're outside is something warm to drink.
And you and I were thinking about hot cocktails. With all the precautions that we need to take, in some ways, just getting together for a cocktail is a great way to see people appropriately distanced without worrying about sharing food. And now that it's going to be so chilly, a little hot drink later in the evening or even as an aperitif is not a bad idea. Keeps you warm, makes things a little jolly. It's just a nice reason to get together.
And if you don't feel like sharing a cocktail with other people, you can just bring your own thermos.
That's a great idea. When we were preparing for the show, we were basically saying that anything that you normally drink hot without alcohol, you could make a little more festive by adding alcohol. And that could be hot chocolate, coffee, tea, apple cider. Any of those can be made into a cocktail by adding a little bit of spirit.
Mm-hmm. For tea, you could add a little bit of cinnamon. You could add any of the brown liquors from dark rum all the way to rye via cognac or whatever you please. Then scotch, if that's your thing. And for coffee, of course, there is Irish coffee. What's great about Irish coffee is you can set it on fire, and that's always nice outside.
That'll keep your hands warm, too.
I am totally in favor of anything I can light, you know. It scares Kati, but I must confess I love flambeing anything. But, you know, Irish tea, Irish coffee, anything you want to do with those standard beverages. There are also some very interesting specific warm cocktails, and you found one that looks really excellent.
I think you are referring to the Tom and Jerry.
I am.
I have never had a Tom and Jerry. I was looking through a book that was given to me a while ago. It's called Hollywood Cocktails by Tobias Steed and Ben Reed. And along with things like hot toddies and mulled wine, they have this drink called the Tom and Jerry. And basically, you're making like, I think it's a zabayon. You're sort of separating eggs, beating the yolks and the whites separately. They say to put them in a heat-resistant glass and add 30 milliliters of dark rum, 30 milliliters of brandy, a spoon full of sugar, and some boiling water, and then top it with ground nutmeg. And essentially, it's sort of cooking the eggs a little bit and making it like a custard. I would say maybe a little bit like eggnog.
Mm-hmm. I think this is really interesting, and I'm definitely going to try it. And I have all of that at home, frankly. So I'm quite excited about this.
In the past few years, I have made mulled wine for my husband's Christmas party. It's something that we have always enjoyed right after Thanksgiving at Zion Lutheran Church's Chris Kindle Market. It's also very, very easy. Basically, wine, I'll use a magnum of inexpensive Cote d'Aron. You're adding all the spices, the allspice, the cloves, the cinnamon stick. You add a little bit of brandy, some sugar, and some citrus. It's really lovely and not too sweet. And all of these, you can really adjust the sweetness to your personal preference.
I think this doesn't have to be the winter of our discontents. We can make it a lovely and cheerful season, and this is going to help, I think. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.
Cheers.